Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. A brand new month of bringing clarity to the chaos is here. It's anniversary month at Watchmen on the Wall as well. 91 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the very first time that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. All this month, we have special programs planned and brand new resources to debut. This week, Donald Perkins will unveil details on the Mark of the Beast. We have a brand new mission outreach to share. And today, we have an exciting new resource to debut. Last August, a professional film crew and a team of Bible teachers from SWRC traveled to the Holy Land. There, they filmed documentaries and television series in both Israel and Jordan. Today, we are excited to debut the first of these films. Pilgrimage to Zion is a 10-episode television series hosted by Larry Stamm. Today, Clayton Van Hus and Larry Stamm begin to unpack this brand new series that will encourage your faith and ultimately point you to the Messiah.
Welcome to the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. I'm your host today, Clayton Van Hus, and we are joined by a special guest, a good friend, a friend of the ministry, a man who does a lot of work. His name is Larry Stamm. He is an author. He is a speaker. And he also runs Larry Stamm Ministries, which we'll talk about shortly. Larry, welcome to the program.
Clayton, it's a blessing to be with you in the audience today.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, one thing I didn't mention is you're also just a good friend. I've known you for a number of years, and we've done some work together. I'm very excited about what we're going to be talking about today.
Me also.
Good. So, okay, Larry, let's just jump into this. We have a project that you have worked on with Southwest Radio Ministries. And this project is amazing. We're looking at a professionally produced television series that you did, and it's called Pilgrimage to Zion. And it was filmed on location in the Holy Land. We spent days together in Israel and Jordan. Larry, what is Pilgrimage to Zion?
Well, Clayton, Pilgrimage to Zion, Salvation Studies in Israel, really is a gospel study. What I do in this TV series is teach about the person and work of Jesus, our Messiah and Lord, and God's redemptive plan for mankind. It was really a privilege to be able to write and also be in front of the camera during the filming of this TV series. Last year, Matthew asked me early in the year, he says, do you want to go to Israel and record whatever God puts on your heart? And I said, sure. I spent 4 months writing this series, Pilgrimage to Zion, Salvation Studies in Israel. And then we had the privilege late August and early September of 2023 last year. We had the privilege of going to Israel for 10 days. And then also we filmed in Jordan for 2 days. I'm sure we'll talk about that. It was a real privilege to be able to prepare and share this TV series. This essentially is a gospel study. And I, as an evangelism equipper, I argue that the more effective, the more we understand the gospel and the better we understand the gospel, ultimately, the more effective we're going to be in sharing the gospel with others as part of our gospel testimony.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Larry, not all of our listeners have met you. They don't know necessarily who you are. Can you tell us a little bit of your background, how you were raised, and about your coming to Christ? How did that happen?
Sure. I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. In 1939, my father escaped Nazi Germany. In fact, a man who had served in World War I in the German army with my grandfather, Grandpa Carl, actually would later become an SS agent. He was a friend of my family, falsified papers enabling my father and his family to escape Nazi Germany. Eventually, they immigrated to Florida, and that's where I was born, in Daytona Beach, Florida. I grew up in a Reform Jewish household, a liberal expression of Judaism. We were culturally and socially very connected to the Jewish community, spiritually and religiously not so much, but I was raised in Hebrew school. I was bar mitzvah at 13. Always believed in God, but there was a void in my life. And we know as Christians, there's a God-shaped void in every human being that only the Lord Jesus could fill. And I tried to, in high school, fill it with accomplishment and achievement. I was a good student. I was a state-ranked tennis player in college. I tried to fill it with the party scene. I thought worldly pleasures would fill that void. It didn't. And people in college started sharing their faith in Jesus Christ with me, telling me he's the promised Messiah, that he died for my sins and rose again from the dead. I didn't want to hear that message. You see, Clayton, growing up, we were taught Jesus was the God of the Gentiles. He wasn't for us as Jewish people. But the Holy Spirit kept moving. People kept coming. I started searching. I knew I was lost in college, had no idea what found was. A friend of mine named Greg, he said, there's absolute truth and you can get in touch with it. Then he asked me, do you know where you came from? Do you know who you are? Do you know where you're going when you die? I had no idea how to begin answering that question, but the Lord used that to send me spiraling into what we might call an existential crisis. And I began searching, and my search culminated a few years later in September 1987. I was flying on an airplane and I was reading a philosophy book. And a guy sat next to me all wide-eyed on the airplane, Clayton, and he said, you tell me you're Jewish and you believe in God. I said, yeah. He said, well, why don't you ask your God what the truth is, and he'll show you. Ask the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if Jesus is the promised Messiah. And long story short, I got off the airplane that day, and I prayed a deep theological prayer. I said, God, help. Show me.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, I once was lost, but now I was found. I once was blind, and now I could see. And I actually prayed with that man. I'd been on the airplane. He'd given me his business card. I prayed with him to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that was well over 35 years ago. And I'm eternally grateful to God for what he's done in my life. He's blessed me with a beautiful wife, Lori. We've got two kids, Elijah and Shoshi, who are both young adults. And I've been blessed to be a part of Christian ministry, full-time vocational Christian outreach the last 20 years. I was a missionary with a ministry called Jews for Jesus for 6.5 years in the 2000s. I was on a church staff here in the Tri-Cities area of Tennessee, involved in outreach and missions for 4 years. The last 10 years, we've been doing Larry Stand Ministries. My wife and I, in our ministry, we exist to make the gospel of Jesus a confident topic of conversation for every Christian. If people want to get in touch with us, they can check out our website at larrystam.org. That's larrystam.org, LarryStam. They can also check us out at our Facebook page. It's the Larry Stam Ministries Facebook page as well. So that's a little bit of God's grace in my life, Clayton.
Yeah, Larry, one thing I know about you is that you have a passion for Jesus. You have a passion to bring Jesus to the Jewish people. You want your people to know the Messiah as you do. And we've talked about that. Larry, we talked several years ago about going to Israel together, about how exciting that would be and all the things that we could see and do and maybe teach about. And I remember what you said to me was, first, before we get into the Old Testament teachings and this and that, you said the first thing we need to do is show Jesus in the Old Testament scriptures. We need to do a teaching on Jesus to the Jewish people. And that impressed me, and I've never forgotten that. I know that you love the Lord, and I know you're excited to share him with your people. So we're talking about your professionally produced television series, Pilgrimage to Zion, which is coming out. You can buy it here at Southwest Radio Church, 1st of May. Is the release. So you can reach us at swrc.com. You can go there to order it in our bookstore. You can call us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, or look online at swrc.com, where you will find Pilgrimage to Zion by Larry Stam. Now, Larry, let's talk about what you've done here. First, let's define some terms. So the title, Pilgrimage to Zion, we all know what a pilgrimage is. Can you define Zion for us?
Sure. Sure. Zion is representative of a person, a place, and a people. And specifically, Zion is about the Lord, about his dwelling place, and about his redeemed people, the people of God. So your listeners may not realize, but the word Zion occurs over 150 times in the Bible. It essentially means fortification and has the idea of being raised up as a monument. Many of your listeners are very much aware that Zion is described both as the city of God and the city of David. And not coincidentally, as we gaze upon the wonder of Jerusalem, Zion sometimes also is representative of the city of Jerusalem. Now, as the Bible progresses, this word Zion expands in scope and takes on additional spiritual meaning. For example, in the New Testament, Zion refers to God's spiritual kingdom. For example, the writer of Hebrews declared, "We have not come to Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." Peter, quoting Isaiah 28:16, refers to Christ as the cornerstone of Zion in 1 Peter 2:6, where the scripture states, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." So this teaching series, as I mentioned, Clayton, is about the person and work of Jesus the Messiah and of God's redemptive plan for man. And the consummation being Zion, the eternal dwelling place of God and his redeemed people. So in one way, shape, or form, for every believer in Jesus Christ, we are all on a journey, a pilgrimage to Zion, if you will. So that's a little bit about the idea and concept of Zion.
We're looking at our walk, and of course, we're using this word, this Zion. And we do know we have, it's interesting you mentioned two mountains. And I want to get to that at some point over the next couple of days as we talk about this. But first of all, let's talk about making this series. So we went to Israel, as you said, at the end of August, beginning of September in 2023. We left less than a month before the war began. And so we were over there at that time. You know, we worked. We worked very hard. We didn't have time to play. We didn't have a day off. But we got to see so much of the land, and we got to experience so many places. And I know that in this series, each episode has multiple locations where you are teaching. And I watched you. You talked about writing your scripts, and you had your, more than anybody else who was over there working, you had your scripts in order. You knew where you were going to film every shot. Tell us a little bit about filming on location.
It was wonderful, and it was challenging as well. I tried to shoot at every location that we were going to be at. So the majority of locations that we actually stopped, your listeners may not realize, but there were you and I and three other Bible teachers, and we had a film crew of 12. We had a three-person professional videography team who shot all of the series. And it was really, really awesome to do that. One of the challenging things was that we recorded scenes not in linear fashion. For example, we didn't record episode one, scene one, episode one, scene two, episode one, scene three, and so forth. What we did was I recorded like episode four, scene seven, and then at the same location, I recorded a scene from episode 10, and then I would move to episode 3 and do a scene from there. So after a while, the brain becomes a little bit fuzzy at times, and I'm really relying on the Lord. Lord, help me to remember, what am I talking about during this five-minute take? So that was one of the real challenges of the recording was, again, we weren't recording in linear fashion. We were recording at each site.
Right.
People typically multiple scenes from different episodes at one location.
Right.
And that, my friend, was a real challenge, as you well know.
Sure. Absolutely. I remember you looking for you know, I need something that makes me think of Eden, something that makes me think of this or that. And for Eden, if I'm not mistaken, that was done at Tel Dan. Was it not the city of Dan?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Yeah. Tell us. So it was early morning. Dan is up north in the country. It's north of Galilee, very much in the north. It's by Mount Hermon. And the city, it's an ancient city. Abraham went through. It was called Laish at the time. So it has some beautiful archaeology going all the way back to Abraham's time. But that morning was just pretty. The air was cool for that time of year. And we walked through lush, beautiful forest. So take it from there and tell us what you did.
It was a wonderful time. I've been to Israel twice previously. I was there in 86 with my father. He took me there as part of a graduation present from college. He took me to Israel. We were there for 5 days. We did not go to Tel Dan, but I was there in 2001 with my home church as a tourist, and that was wonderful. This, as you state, was a working trip, and it was wonderful. It was my first time to Tel Dan. Your listeners may want to know that it's in the northern part of Israel, and this is where the headwaters of the Jordan River are located. I recorded a few scenes. I recorded one scene in particular in regards to Yochanan, John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus. And I talk about God's redemption and the Lamb of God, which is one of the episodes in the series. And I talk about how Yochanan, by the way, Yochanan, John, means God is gracious. That's what John literally means in the Hebrew, Yochanan. And in John 1:29, I talked about, and I did a whole scene on the fact that John the Baptist will baptize Jesus in the Jordan River. And when he sees Jesus, he will declare in John 1:29, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." I also talk a little bit about Abraham at Tel Dan. You mentioned Abraham's gate. And I remember we were walking this long trek, and you said, "Larry, it'll be worth it when we get there." And it absolutely was worth it to see this gate where Abraham delivered Lot from marauders. He was kidnapped. It's really staggering to be at this location, nearly 4,000 years old, right?
Yeah.
So that was a real blessing to be at Tel Dan. That's one of the places that we went. And for your listeners, we recorded in northern Israel. We recorded around the Galilee. A lot of our scenes were recorded in the Galilee area, around the Sea of Galilee. We also recorded in Jerusalem, and also we recorded in Petra, in Jordan, and a couple of other places that we'll talk about, I'm sure, as we go forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about what the series is about. We've defined some terms. We've talked a little bit about our shooting. Here's a question that I've got for you. As a believer in Jesus, why would this series, this television series, be important to me?
The gospel message is preeminent for us as Christians. We know Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." We have been entrusted with the gospel. This, at its core, Clayton, Pilgrimage to Zion is a TV series focused on the gospel, namely the person and work of Jesus Christ. And as I mentioned, the better that we understand the gospel message, the more effective we're going to be in sharing it with others. And being a Jewish believer in Jesus, and as a missionary to my Jewish people for a number of years in New York City, I had to connect the dots between the Old and the New Testaments. Your listeners may be very familiar with the very first time Jesus spoke in public in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. He says these words in Matthew 5. He says, "I have not come to abolish the law and the prophets, I've come to fulfill." So if we want to better understand the person and work of Christ, we need to better understand what exactly was he came to fulfill. And then we could also say, your listeners have probably heard this pithy catchphrase, is that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So what we do in this TV series is we connect the dots between the Old and the New Testaments to reveal the gospel and the whole counsel of God. For example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul will write to the Corinthian church these words. He'll write, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures." And we have to ask ourselves, of what Scriptures was Paul referring? Well, he was referring, Clayton, to the Old Testament. Mm. So we should be able to find Christ died for our sins, or Messiah died for our sins, and he was resurrected or rose again on the third day. That's resurrection according to the Scriptures. So we should be able to find the gospel in the Old Testament. And when we do, we're going to better understand the whole counsel of God. We're going to better understand the gospel. And because of that, we're going to be more effective ultimately in sharing that message with others. As a missionary to my Jewish people, I had to connect the dots between the Hebrew Scriptures and the New Covenant Scriptures, or New Testament, to help them understand that it's kosher to believe in Jesus. For us as Christians, we need to go back to the Old Testament so we can better understand the person and work of Jesus our Lord. So that's a little bit about the importance. I know I took a few minutes there, it's really important to understand this foundational understanding.
Right. Well, I still want to explore some of that, because you just said something that I think is extremely important. I think sometimes as believers, and as, you know, mainly our listeners are American believers, we have a certain church tradition that we follow in this country. You can pretty much go to a evangelical church anywhere in the country, and you're going to come up with a certain formula, a way things are done. This is the way we've always done it. And with about 4 minutes left in the program today, this has really flown. Can you tell us the importance of understanding the Scripture in its original context, as God inspired the author and the author wrote it to a specific people? What was their mindset receiving the gospel?
Well, Clayton, you know this as an archaeologist and an apologist. Books are written on such things, but in very simple terms, I would say this as it pertains to the TV series Pilgrimage to Zion, Salvation Studies in Israel. First, I'd like to say, when we think about Bible interpretation, or there's a fancy theological word called hermeneutics, when we think about understanding the Bible and interpreting the Bible, we need to understand the idea of context. When we study a text, remember I just mentioned 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul writes that Christ died for our sins and rose again according to the Scriptures. And we mentioned the Scriptures Paul was referring to was the Old Testament. So when we think of text, to understand, we need to understand the context. And so in very simple terms, I like to ask audiences when I'm teaching and speaking, what is the context for the text of the New Testament? And sometimes people will say, the Old Testament. And I will say, bingo, that's right. The Old Testament is the context for the New Testament. So to better understand the person and work of Christ as revealed in the New Testament, we have to better understand the Hebrew Scriptures, the Jewish Bible. This is the whole counsel of God. And so this is what we're talking about in the Pilgrimage to Zion series. I'm sure in our following programs after this, we're going to talk about some of the specific episodes that we're going to talk about, some of the specific content, because it's germane to understand that the Old Testament finds its fulfillment in the person and work of Jesus, the Messiah, and the New. So text, context, and that's a short answer.
Okay, well, and that's a great answer. So we're talking today with Larry Stamm, who is a speaker, an author. He is the founder of Larry Stamm Ministries. What's your web address?
It's larrystamm.org, L-A-R-R-Y-S-T-A-M-M. www.larrystamm.org.
Okay, so Larry Stamm, who is the host of the new professionally produced television series coming out the 1st of May that you can order here at swrc.com, or you can give us a call at 1-800-652-1144. $50 for the entire set, all 10 episodes, 30 minutes each, beautifully shot on location in Israel. And so we're going to talk a little more about this tomorrow, but we thank you for being with us today on the Watchman on the Wall program. I'm your host, Clayton Van Hus. You've been listening to Larry Stamm.
Pilgrimage to Zion is here. Filmed in Israel and Jordan, this 10-episode television series is about the person and works of Jesus the Messiah and God's redemptive plan for mankind. Our salvation studies in the Holy Land will focus from various biblical angles on the Redeemer Jesus and the redemption he has accomplished through his life, death, and resurrection, with the consummation being Zion, the place where God is and the place his people will dwell with him in perfect communion forever. This is where we're headed as we study the good news of Jesus. You see, every believer in Messiah Jesus is on a pilgrimage to Zion, our eternal home with our eternal God. Order Pilgrimage to Zion, complete television series today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order Pilgrimage to Zion at our website, swrc.com. Zion is representative of a person, a place, and a people. Specifically, Zion is about the Lord, His dwelling place, and His redeemed people, the people of God. In Pilgrimage to Zion, you'll see the Redeemer Jesus is bringing the redeemed under His banner into His place of peace, ultimately the New Jerusalem, or as the Bible states, Zion, the eternal dwelling place of God and His people. Pilgrimage to Zion, 1-800-652-1144. Did you know that Watchman on the Wall is available as a mobile app? Take Watchman on the Wall with you by downloading our free mobile app. Visit your app store and type the letters SWRC in the search bar. The SWRC mobile app has hundreds of archive programs as well as the latest program available to you. The SWRC mobile app. Download it today. We have more details on our pilgrimage to Zion coming up on tomorrow's program. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by visiting oneplace.com or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.